Exodus chapter 33. Then the Lord said to Moses, Depart, move up from here, you and the people which you brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land about which I swore to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, and said, I will give it to your seed. And I will send an angel before you, and I will drive the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite, into a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, for you are a stiff-necked people, so that I do not obliterate you on the way. When the people heard this bad piece of news, they mourned, and no one put any ornament on. Then the Lord said to Moses, Say to the sons of Israel, You are a stiff-necked people. In one moment I will come up into your midst and obliterate you. So now take your ornaments off, and I will know what I will do to you. So the sons of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Contact. And it came to pass that everyone who was seeking the Lord would come out to the Tent of Contact, which was outside the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses came out to the tent, that all the people arose, and everyone stood at the entrance to his own tent, and they watched Moses until he had gone into the tent. And it came to pass, when Moses had gone into the tent, that the column of cloud descended and stood at the entrance to the tent, and he spoke with Moses. And all the people saw the column of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, and all the people arose and worshipped, each one at the entrance to his tent. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his neighbour. And he returned to the camp. But his attendant Joshua, the son of Nun, a lad, did not move from the inside of the tent. Then Moses said to the Lord, Look, you say to me, Bring this people up, but you have not made known to me whom you will send with me. Yet you said, I know you by name, and also you have found grace in my sight. So now please, if I have found grace in your sight, please make your way known to me, so that I may know you, in order that I may find grace in your sight. And have in view that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here, for by what means would it be known then that I have found grace in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in that you go with us, and we are distinguished, I and your people, from every other people which is on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also, which you have said, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Then he said, Please show me your glory. And he said, I will bring all my goodness upon you. And I will make proclamation in the name of the Lord before you, and I will show grace to whom I will show grace, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. But he said, You will not be able to see my face, for man does not see me and live. And the Lord said, Here is a place with me, and you shall stand on the rock. And it will come to pass, when my glory passes across, that I will place you on a cleft in the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed through. Then I will remove my hand, and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen.